Smith. He pastors the Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Pickens, South Carolina. He preached for us for the first time last evening at the Taylorsville Baptist Camp Meeting. And my, how the Lord used him in the service. Brother Rudy, you come around and preach to us what God's laid on your heart. We love you, brother. It's our honor to have you.
It's my honor to be here.
Amen. Appreciate you.
Take your Bible and turn tonight to Isaiah chapter number 59. Isaiah chapter 59. I want to look at just part of one verse, and many of you have surely memorize this text, and many preachers have preached from it. It's what's on my heart tonight. We're looking at verse number 19, the last statement that's made in it. I want to mention that there is a prophetical emphasis here in this portion, but there is a practical emphasis that I believe is applicable to our need right now. And so I want to just look tonight at Isaiah 59 and verse 19. The Bible says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your touch and anointing as we seek to preach the word of the Lord that you've laid on our heart. Thank you for the wonderful singing, the good prayer meeting, Lord, and the privilege to be here tonight. I pray for your help, Lord. I need you. Again, I acknowledge without you, I can do absolutely nothing. I pray for your touch, for liberty to preach what you've laid on my heart in a timely fashion, and I pray the Holy Ghost, Lord, to take the word, and Lord, I pray you'd make the application to the need of the hearts of those that are gathered here tonight, and all you do for us, we'll be careful to give you the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. If there ever has been a day when we need this text, it is this hour in which we live. When the enemy shall come in like a flood. I'm telling you, we are living in that day. The enemy is flooding our land with wickedness. And I'll tell you, brother, it is like a mighty rushing river that's overflowed its banks, my friend, and leaving in its wake destruction all along the way. Recently, we saw the pictures on the Weather Channel of the flood out there in the Yellow River in Yellowstone Park, washing away whole houses, twisting bridges like there wasn't anything whatsoever because of the mighty rushing floodwaters. Well, my friend, I want to say today we're living in our hour when we see Satan attacking us, my friend, in such a way that the flood tides are leaving in its wake all kind of destruction. We are facing perilous times like never before. Our nation is crumbling before us. My friend, there's no hope on the political scene. There's no hope in the financial arena. There's no hope, my friend, in the Republicans or the Democrats or the Independents. My friend, there's no hope in our military ability. There's no hope, my friend, in Wall Street. There's no hope in our money. It ain't hardly worth the paper that it's printed on. My friend, we're living in an hour of desperation and trouble. How did we get in this mess? I'll tell you, our nation turned its back on God. We didn't need God in the school. We kicked him crowd. We replaced Bibles with metal detectors. And my friend, and we trampled underfoot as a nation the Word of God, and acted like, my friend, we are reaping our own goodness and greatness has caused all of this bounty and blessing. We're forgetting the God of heaven that raised this nation up, and my friend, made it what it is. But we have turned our back on God. Oh my soul, you know what a mess we're in. I'm not here, brother and sister, to try to discourage you, but I want to exhort you as the people of God. We have arrived at this time and this occasion for such a time as this to see God one more time do something for us that only He can do. The enemy is coming in like a flood, like a flood. Man, this thing got bad. It's got bad. But did you ever think it would get this bad? This quick. I'm seeing things, my friend, I never dreamed I'd see. I'm telling you, there's idiocy. And you talk about no common sense. Ain't no sense at all. My friend, we got a bunch of idiots trying to rule us and reign over us, my friend. Oh, my soul. And if you elect somebody, they'll get up there and be bought out. And my friend, they'll go the way, my friend, of selling us out down the river. I'm looking for somebody, my friend, that'll stand in the gap and make up the head and make a difference. We are in trouble. The enemy is coming in like a flood. How can we face this? How can we change this? It is beyond us. It's beyond us. Come on now. But it's not beyond him. Don't you discount him. Amen. Hey. I will preach a little while on this subject. When the enemy comes in like a flood, three things and I'll get out of the way. Number one, I want to mention the enemy of the church. Yes, we have an enemy. Well, of course, we have a trilogy of enemies. There is the flesh, which is that internal enemy. There is the world, which is that external enemy. But there is the devil, that infernal enemy of the church. He hates the church because he hates God. And my friend, I'm telling you what, I'm kind of glad he hates me. I'd be a little upset if I befriended him. I'm not a friend of the devil. The devil ain't your friend. He'll tell some of you young people, if you'll follow him, he'll give you just all kind of stuff. But I want to tell you, he's no friend. He's a robber and a thief and a murderer and a liar and a deceiver. The enemy of the church. I would mention some things about this. Number one, let me notice, if you will, the season of the enemy. In our text, the Bible says when, not if. It's when. And brother and sister, I know it's hot here tonight. I know we're sweating and fanning. But I'm telling you, brother and sister, we are at that place of when. When? Aren't you seeing things you never thought you'd see? Aren't you hearing things that you never thought you'd hear? Did you ever think we'd live in a day when people don't know whether they're a boy or a girl or not? Did you ever think, my friend, they didn't know which bathroom to go into? Did you ever think there'd be such an hour when the sodomites and the socialists, amen, and the sorcerers were ruling the day like they are in this hour? Have you ever seen such lunacy, such ridiculousness? My friend, they're screaming like a bunch of Comanche Indians. My friend, over, the possibility of the Supreme Court reversing Roe versus Wade. They're raising more hell and more devil, my friend, than you can imagine. And my friend, but they want to tell us that we need to be tolerant. Well, I tell you what, we ought to be tolerant by a friend to a certain extent. Try to pray for him and witness, but bless God, murder's murder. And the Bible said, by man, if man sheds blood, by man's blood, his blood ought to be shed. I think we need to get back to that. Oh, my soul. Well, let me say, it is a dark hour when the enemy comes in like a flood. Hey, the season of the enemy. Then I want to say, number two, Satan is the enemy. Notice that he says, when the enemy, not a, but the enemy. Listen, the devil is the enemy of the church. He's the enemy of this camp meeting. He's the enemy of your family. He's the enemy of your soul. He'd be tickled to drag your children into hell and laugh at you when he does. I'm telling you, he is that infernal foe. Notice said the enemy coming like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Satan is the enemy. Not only the season of the enemy, Satan is the enemy. Number three, I would say a word about the stratagems of the enemy. The Bible said when the enemy comes, what's that next word? In. He does his best work within. He likes to work within the body of Christ if he can. He likes to get within that local church and sow discord. He likes, my friend, to get people fighting one another so they're not fighting him. Come on now. He's getting preachers to, my friend, raise armpits and choose up sides of which camp they're in. And my friend, while he's having a heyday and we're fighting one another, hey, the devil is our enemy. Amen. He works within. He works with accusations. He works by a friend with animosity. He sows anger, bad attitudes in the church. He uses absentees. It's amazing how many folk got absent when COVID hit. They ain't ever got back. God may have just used it, my friend, to purify the church. I say amen right there. He uses apathy, arrogance, anxiety. We're worried to death, popping pills and upset, my friend, over all that's going on around us. Hey, it's the work of the enemy. Our Lord Jesus said, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I'm glad we've got a comforter. I'm glad, amen. Listen, brother, I'm talking about the stratagems of the enemies. What about in our nation? My friend, what about the left-wing, liberal, sodomite, socialist crowd? My friend, that's out to destroy this country, out to wreck it, out to silence every God-called man. And I don't doubt in my heart before this thing is over that they'll be locking up men that stand in this pulpit that declare the word of God on hate crimes because we're not afraid to call sin, sin. Did you know right now in Canada it is illegal to read publicly Romans chapter 1? Hey! I'm going to preach it, bless God, if it hair lips the devil. I'm telling you what, bless God, the devil is a liar, but God's word is truth. We better stand for the truth. It's no time to throw in the towel. It's no time to cough up the sponge. It's time, men of God, to take our stand. Preach line upon line, precept upon precept. Declare the word of God. And don't back down from it. Brother Charles Worley, God bless his heart. I remember him being over here last time I was here. Oh, Brother Charles Worley, my friend, one thing he always did, he busted hides. He preached against sin. Amen. That crowd hated him. Hey, I'm telling, don't you be surprised if they don't try to shut us down, put us in court, tie up our days, or put us in jail to pacify some of these poor little old sodomites that don't know whether they're a boy or a girl. Hello! Some of them are raised to be that. You say you're awful hard. I know. My friend, we need to cry aloud and spare not. Amen. Man, I'm telling you what, you fool much with that, you get to a place where God just give you up. I know God can save them, but I want to tell you what, if he ever saves one, they'll quit being one. Hallelujah. Now, you may want your little girl dressed like a boy. You may want your little boy dressed like a girl. Shame on you. My friend, I'm telling you what, in the beginning, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. He made male and female. They ain't got enough sense to know which one it is. Our government has spent millions of dollars and committees to try to figure out who is who. You go to the public bathrooms now and you're almost afraid to go in one. I mean, they got a him and they got a her. I guess they need another one that says it. We're supposed to be in camp meeting. I didn't mean to get so mean. But I want to tell you what, bless God, we are in a mess. We're in a mess. Oh, we're in a mess. The strategy of the devil's working within our nation. We are crumbling within as a nation. It's not going to be China that kills us. It's not going to be Russia that destroys us. We are destroying ourselves because we turned our back on our God as a nation. And then not only the stratagems of the enemy, but I would show you the strength of the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood. You ever got caught in a raging river? I do a little white water rafting sometime. And man, I'm telling you what, them currents can be so strong that you can't withstand them. You can't stand against them. They'll sweep away everything. Right now, my friend, in our land, we are facing a catastrophe politically, monetarily. My friend, in every area of our government, in every area of our society, my friend, we are crumbling. Why? Because of the strength of the enemy coming in like a flood. Here in this very chapter, Isaiah 59, my friend, the enemy had come in with a flood tide of sin in that land. There was the consequences of their sin in verse 1 and 2. The Lord's hand not shortened that it cannot save, ear not heavy that cannot hear, but your sins is separated between you and your God. Sin has consequences. Amen. God ain't going out of the saving business. He's not going out of it. He still hears and answers prayer. But he said, but your sins have separated between you and your God that he will not hear you. Didn't say he couldn't hear you. He said he will not hear you. The consequences of sin. You read on in this chapter, you see the corruption of sin. In verse 3, your hands are defiled with blood. Verse 4, none calleth for justice. Verse 7, their feet run to evil. My friend, verse 12, our transgressions are multiplied before thee all the way through. My friend, you read, there's no justice, there's no righteousness, there's filthiness and there's perversion. And anybody, my friend, that tries to stand, oh, they become the off-scouring of society, and they make out like anybody that don't agree with that bunch of devilish crowd are some kind of nitwits mentally. Oh, a bunch of nuts. Well, like old Wesley Grant said, bless God, I am a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. Say amen right there. the corruption of their sin in verse 9 through 15, the confession of their sin. In verse 16 through 18, there's the confrontation of their sin. God Almighty said, I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to take a stand. I brought salvation by my own arm. I will repay their deeds. God will let loose his wrath and recompense to all his enemy. Judgment day is coming. But not only is there the confrontation of their sin, but in our text, there is the conquest, oh, of their sin. I said a while ago, this flood's beyond us. It's beyond anything we can do mentally, physically, economically. We can't do a thing. It's got beyond us. Hey, but don't you discount the Holy Ghost. Oh, may I say, brother and sister, there is the enemy of the church. But number two, there is the energizer of the church. Amen. We have a power about us as the people of God that's out of this world. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. I want you to know the Holy Ghost is still here. He energizes the church in response to the onslaught of the evil, my friend. And the devil. I'm glad. Look at it. Said when the enemy comes in like a flood. I'm glad, my friend, it didn't stop there. Amen. It said, the Spirit of the Lord shall, not might, not could, not maybe so, but shall. He said, he do it. Lift up a standard against him, that is the devil. You believe the enemy's coming in like a flood? Oh, yes, he is. But don't you discount the Holy Ghost. I said there wasn't nothing we could do much about it, but there is one that can do something about it. And bless God, the Holy Ghost is still the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Almighty God. The Holy Ghost is just as much God as the Father, just as much God as the Son. The Holy Ghost manifests the attributes of God, the eternality of God. He's always been God. He never ceased being God. Holy Ghost shall lift up a standard against him. The Holy Ghost energizes us to be witnesses. By the way, the Holy Ghost lifts up a standard. Now what that's talking about, that's not talking about waving a white flag of surrender. That's talking about raising the battle flag. Woo! I felt a little wind on that. We're raising up the battle flag to march to victory. Hey! He can! You know, the Bible, remember when Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus asked whom men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, well, some say you're one of those prophets. And others said you're Elias. Some say you're John the Baptist. He said, but whom say ye that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, your name is Peter, Petros. And upon this rock, Petra, amen, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, some people want to take that and use, my friend, this, that the church is, you know, building up the wall and trying to hold the gates from being pushed down, and we're on the defense. You're reading that scripture wrong. It's not a church on the defense. It's the church on the offense. We take the Word of God. We take the power of the Holy Ghost, and we can attack the very gates of hell. I'm telling you what, the Spirit of God. energizes the church. There are some, and maybe some sitting here tonight, that say, well, Brother Rudy, the days of revival are over. I got a Hebrew word for that. Hogwash. As long as there's a Holy Ghost. And bless God, he's still here. So how you know that? Because I'm still here. He's in me. Hallelujah. I like him in me. I like him on me. Amen. But the Spirit of God's still here. And the Bible said, not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit saith the Lord of hosts. I'm telling you, the days of revival are still here. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is here. The Word of God is still the Word of God. And there's some blood-bought, blood-washed, born-again people, amen, called by his name. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 still means what it says. Hadn't changed its meaning. Hey, we can still have revival. In fact, we are in probably the best place we've been in a while. God is pulling out all the comfort, all the paddings. And my friend, he may get ready to put us on our knees to pray even for our next meal. But I want to tell you what, a praying people is not, my friend, a bad thing at all. What we need is my people. How many of you are his people? All right. Called by my name. How many of you claim to be Christians? First thing he said, humble themselves. Most of us are too rotten proud. Good. Lord, have mercy. God, help me. I want him to get the glory. You know what pride is? Pride is the worship of self. Pride is idolatry. Pride is idolatry. It's putting self on the throne above God. Humble themselves. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God and he'll lift you up. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. I don't know about you, but I need some grace. Hey. Can I tell you, brother, listen to this preacher tonight. The Holy Ghost is still here. The church is still humble themselves and pray and seek my face. You do that every time you open your Bible and turn from their wicked ways. Did you know God's people's got wicked ways? I said, y'all got wicked ways. Amen. Our brother mentioned this morning, we are rotten to the core. We got wicked ways. We need to repent. But if we turn from them, God said, seek my face. God said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. I'm talking about the holy preachers. Hey, if there's ever been a time when we need to pray for revival, it's now. I've got children. I've got great-grandchildren and grandchildren. I hate to see what they're going to face if the church of the living God doesn't rise to the occasion and seek God to raise up a standard. The final point of this message, what I won't have time to deal with, there is the enemy of the church. There's the energize of the church. But then number three, there's the ensigns of the church. Said the Spirit of the Lord to raise up a standard against them. A flag. What kind of standard might the Spirit of the Lord raise up in the church? The standard number one of preaching. Amen. The devil hates preaching because that's how folk get saved. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sealed? Preaching to turn this thing. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Cry loud and spare not and show my people their sin. God lifts up the standard of preaching. He lifts up the standard of praying. It still works. Hallelujah. He lifts up the standard of praise. Hey, I'm telling you what, that old king, they got to praising God. The devil's crowd got ambushed. Amen. And God give the victory. There's victory in praise. Hallelujah. I ain't done, but I'm finished.